Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey friend, do you love the podcast and do you want an extra episode every week? Well, you can do. For premium content, subscribe to Confession Sessions via the link in this description or by searching Girls Overheard Confession Sessions wherever you get your podcasts. And also remember to hit the follow button wherever you are listening to this podcast. It really does help us grow in order for us to keep bringing you the content that you love.
Hi,
this is Girls Overheard, the podcast that's like listening into our group chat. I'm Ash.
I'm Ailey.
And I'm Lauren. And as always, we have no idea where this chat is going to go.
Follow us on Instagram at Girls Overheard if you want to get involved.
Shall we intro this one like we were at school?
Good morning, everybody.
Good Hello. Morning. Hi, everyone.
Have you settled down from the rage of last night's Love Island? I know by the time this goes out, there will be a whole different storyline because this is Wednesday and this goes out on a Monday. However,
fucking hell.
We're reeling from Georgia and our antics. Although I always say this when we watch something like that, I'm glad she's doing it because it's good to watch.
100%.
We can never, this is what a mistake that people always used to make with Big Brother is you would vote out the ones that were actually controversial.
Yep.
And then you would end up with just the boring nice ones left. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you need somebody like Georgia, and I actually kind of hope that she's just doing all this mixing up just for our benefit. I hope she's just doing it so she's a good watch.
I don't think so. I think that she just forgets. Like, maybe we're all a bit like this. You have a conversation, your mind's not thinking, I need to remember every single part of this. And then when it happens to be something, somebody casts it up and says what was said and what happened, she's just making up what she wants to have happened rather than what actually did happen. So if anyone hasn't seen, basically, she's Mr. Steele. Or Mrs. Steal Your Man.
Oh my God.
Did she come up with that Steel. Name?
Get it though, Georgia Steele.
Did she come up with that though?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
The viewing public did. But the one thing I was going to say was, I think Callum is a wee soul.
Oh, I don't know about Callum.
I like him. I know you think he's a secret bad guy. But yeah. I don't.
I don't know if I just think he's. I don't know. There's just something about him. There's a wee vibe.
He's a poor. Mm-hmm. He's a poor communicator. I'll give him that. Very poor communicator.
I don't think he would be a good boyfriend.
You don't?
No. But how stunning is Molly? Like, actually, uh-huh. 10 out of 10 should uh-huh. be a model. Sorry.
Are you all right, Marge?
I'm all right. Wow, am I?
I'm all right. Are you all right? Yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous, to be fair, isn't she? In fact, what about all the figures? My God.
I know.
I just watch and go, but how? How is that possible?
It's not fair.
It's the running and nothing moves. I'm like, oh.
How do you run in slow? Imagine us running in slow-mo. I'd be so paranoid.
I know.
I need to stop this voice, by the way.
Take a drink, please.
Anyway, yeah.
Lauren, are you with us?
I'm here. I'm just putting on a wee story.
Favourite quote of the week for me was what you'd said on your stories about the boys.
My God, yeah.
See, if you're in a shit mood, this is going to cheer you right up.
So I was in the shower, right? And first of all, I can never... ever get a shower by myself without hearing mom, like a really silent mom in the distance. It's like they know I'm in there. So anyway, I heard them fighting in the morning, both of them pure screaming. Went in and they're both crying. This is like about 20 minutes before we need to leave for school. Both of them crying their eyes out. And I was like, what's wrong? And Oliver's standing next to Marcus's art wall. It's called the Marcus Wells Rainbow Friends wall. Right,
which Call it a gallery.
No, he's got a feel. It's the Marcus Wells. He's got an artistic vibe to it.
Oh, wow.
So he's got all his pictures up in the wall and Oliver's standing next to the pictures. And Marcus is like, Oliver said he's going to rip all my pictures down. And I went, Oliver, did you say that? And Oliver went, yeah, that's because he said I'm the worst brother in town.
The nicest kids in but town.
Straight away,
the worst brother in town.
Straight away, I burst out laughing because I was like, I can't take that seriously. So then the two of them are absolutely like crying their eyes out. And I just had to like face in my dressing gown like, I can't stop laughing. Is it in town? Why is it in town?
It's and I was pure like, drama.
Uh-huh. It's like high school American like. It is. It's Hairspray, the nicest kids in town.
Do you know what?
You're the
though?
Worst brother in town.
See that chat, right? It just makes me realise that the kids take in things from whether it be the TV, YouTube, their pals, whatever, right? And they take it in and use it in their own context. What do you hear? My best one of that like, from the, for this week. I was sitting having a chat with Charlie, and what he's like, right? He's full of the patter. He's a wee funny guy, and he said to me, dead serious, right? He kind of turns around and looks me in the eye. It's almost like if he had glasses, he'd be peering over them, right? Mm-hmm. And he went, so, mummy, who do you think employee of the month's going to be in this house this month? I went, sorry, but who's going to be employee of the month? Because I think it's going to be Maggie. I think she's going to be employee of the month. Maggie, you're going to be employee of the month this month. Maggie, you could be employee of the month.
Me, my Ash is just sitting there seething, going, I need more
there. I know. I was like, Fraser, have you heard this employee of the month chat? He was like, yeah, he gave it to me the other day. Apparently we're all working and we get employee of the month.
You should absolutely do that. You should get a picture frame up.
Yeah, uh-huh. Employee of the month.
I love that. It's like a wee reward scheme.
In my mind, Maggie is standing and she has a wee crown on her head.
Oh my God, I love that she won it. How cute.
I know. It's good. But the thing is, he was giving it the pure dog chat of, Maggie, guess who won? You're employee of the month this month.
What has that been that he's been watching then?
God knows, The Office apparently.
I feel like they watch things and then they get all the words wrong for stuff.
Yep.
And even like Oliver will say stupid. And I'm like, don't say stupid. It's stupid. Don't say it anyway, but don't say
don't
stupid.
Don't say stupid, stupid.
But there's loads of wee words that they say. And I'm like, that's the American one. Going to not say that. Everything's candy, obviously.
Candy.
Oh, mum, can we have some candy? I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Diapers.
Sweeties. It's sweet. Diapers, yeah. They always say diapers.
Well, Nora's just discovered Hannah Montana. And oh, I'm yes. here for it.
Hannah Montana is Miley Cyrus, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Don't show her the later years then.
And her dad.
Don't show her and Robert Thicke.
Oh, yeah.
The later series.
It might shatter that little. She's so young in it, by the way.
I know, so young. So and she's young. So good.
Like, her voice is still the same. But yeah, that's what we started watching that last night. And I was like, why is every song lyric just falling out of my mouth? I know every word.
I never watched Hannah Montana. I feel like that was Disney, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was more of a, what was Channel 33?
Nickelodeon?
Trouble.
No, was 33 Disney and 35 was Nickelodeon.
Wait, what were you? Were you Freeview?
No, this was the original cable.
Original cable?
It used to be 31 and 35
was
Nickelodeon.
You used to take like an antenna outside and like you would go searching for a signal.
This was like the original one. It used to be Channel 33 we would watch, or 29 was Trouble.
Loved Trouble. My Wife and Kids is on Disney Plus, by the way.
Yeah, I've seen. I've seen.
I used to like Two of a Kind. That yeah, was on
loved that.
Disney, wasn't it?
And then So Little Time.
So little time, so much to do. I'd rather spend that day with you.
That was the best. And you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Ella doesn't get that Mary-Kate and Ashley are now older than me. She watched them and wants to be their absolute best pals. Like, they had this all in a chokehold.
Yeah.
We had every Mary-Kate and Ashley merch item possible. See, really, when you think about it, they were ahead of their time with all that stuff.
Oh, they were.
They really were ahead of their time.
Where they are, are we just all retro now? Do you know what I mean? The 90s are back, so we're dressing like them.
I think we're old enough now that what we once had, we should have kept it because it's cool again.
Yeah. Oh, but things come back around quicker now. Sometimes it could be like something will be in fashion and then it disappears and everybody hates it and then it's back like 3 years later. I feel like it is worth keeping stuff. Mm-hmm. Although I'm actually planning a big clear out today.
Are you?
Uh-huh. Everything is like piling out in my wardrobe. The kids' wardrobe, everything is just overflowing. I'm going to just take it all and I don't even have the patience to put it in vintage. I just want to get rid.
I know. Do you know what? Vintage people are arseholes.
The Why? Amount of people that I've seen it putting on recently, like it happens to every app, right? Where people get too ballsy with it.
Yeah.
Like it used to be eBay. Remember I went undercover and did I tell you about that?
What? No.
When that girl basically, this was years ago, literally like 10 years ago. No, it was probably like 15. I sold this dress to a girl on eBay, right? And see, it was like £40 or something. Sent it to her, first class. Uh-huh. She then messaged me like a week later and was like, hi, when's the dress going to be here? And I was like, I sent it ages ago. And I just had a feeling that she was at it because there was just no reason why it wouldn't have arrived.
Yeah.
So I started looking through her feedback and all the reviews were like, sorry it worked out this way, but really good communication. Sorry about that. Or not. It was all reviews from people that she'd bought from.
As if to say similar to
something
what you
had happened. Right. So I was like, I'm not having this. So I then messaged all the other people that she'd bought from and said, just to check, did she say that your item never arrived? And they were like, yeah. And every single person was like, yeah, she said. So that's all she was doing, buying outfits, saying it never arrived and getting the money back.
Scumbag.
And probably selling your item.
Yeah. Yep. So I then messaged her and I was like, just so you know, this is fraud. I actually was like a pure serious sounding email. I was like, this is fraud. You're trying to steal money from me. I've messaged everybody else. I know that they're all doing it. I'm going to report you to eBay, blah, blah, blah. And she wrote back a big...
report you to eBay. Never mind the police. eBay's going to deal with
she
this.
She wrote back like a big email saying, I'm really sorry. It actually did arrive and I just couldn't afford to like pay the money for it or whatever. I needed the money back. And she apologised and sent me the money back. And I was like, ha ha. Another case closed.
Take that. Another case for DC Wells.
But people do it. But people invented to do that now as well. They'll like say things haven't arrived or they say like,
damaged.
Yeah.
Lauren knows that,
that
one
was
all
me.
Too well.
Yeah. I sold Vivienne Westwood sunglasses. They were perfect condition. And they sent me a picture. They had unscrewed. They'd unscrewed the legs on it and said that they were broken. I was like, put that fucking screw back in when it goes. And Vinted did nothing about it. And
sneaky.
I was livid because I was like, I wouldn't have sold them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about me? I've got a Vinted. I've got a good Vinted story.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
My Pandora charms. They put them on. They put the actual Minnie and Mickey Mouse Pandora charms, the real ones, as the picture.
Oh, yeah.
And sent me the pure...
The version that they sent you was actually funny, though. It was worth it for the laughs.
Even the charms themselves also looked sad for me. They looked at me and went, we know you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
But do you know what
it is really
though?
Funny. Do you know that hit the paper? That's so funny.
Yeah. It's people that are selling things, right, for like £3, right? And somebody comes back, we take 20p. Take a run and fuck to yourself.
I know.
Right now.
Exactly.
Honest to God, it's £3. See if you can't
take 20p.
But they actually do ask that. Yes. You would never believe it. People genuinely say, if you put something on for £3, which is like ridiculous anyway, they'll go, I'll pay you 50p. Oh, thanks. That'll really cover the effort for me wrapping it all up and going down to Sainsbury's and posting it.
It's
brilliant.
A joke. It is an absolute joke.
We need a different way to do it. I would quite like, there's a place near me, but they don't pay enough for it, right? But say if you were to put all your stuff in a big bag and just hand them it, and then they'll just go, right,
cash
quickly
proposed.
Look through it. Yeah, but they only give you a fiver.
Yeah, cash
But see if you could give them to somewhere and they would go, right, we'll sell it for you.
Yeah.
Do you know that IKEA buys back your furniture?
Well, I do because I just shared it in my stories yesterday. Did you not see?
No.
Oh, was it your story? What is that?
Did you just watch Ailey's story and ask her if she'd seen it? Did you see that story
what
you
was
shared?
That, on yours?
That was mine, yeah. Well, it was a girl. I shared a reel from a girl that had shared it.
So what do you do?
So you basically take your IKEA furniture in and they will assess it, make sure it's not like absolutely done in and not DIY'd. If you DIY it, then they won't take it back.
Yeah.
They buy it off you.
So how much?
This girl took in a set of drawers and they bought it off for 20 quid.
What? They're about £15 in the sale sometimes?
Uh-huh.
So you could actually end up making money?
Yeah. They just buy it. I don't know what they're doing with it though.
They'll probably reuse it or...
Maybe they use it in their displays or something.
Or thingy it, like put it back in for like recycling purposes.
So you just take in your stuff and they will buy it back off of you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She had it on Facebook Marketplace and it didn't sell.
Yep.
What?
Can't be arsed with Marketplace either, to
be honest. This is going to be the pure our generation of collecting gingy bottles and taking them to the ice cream van. Folk are going to be on Marketplace looking for cheap IKEA furniture to them to turn to IKEA and get their money.
Do you know what the annoying thing is, but why does it feel embarrassing? I would feel embarrassed taking a big, massive fucking Malm drawer back through the doors of IKEA and I would just feel like everybody's looking at me going, mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be embarrassed when I'm walking out with 40 quid minus my money that I've
paid. You get it on a card though.
You have to spend it in IKEA.
Oh, because they know if you're getting 20 quid, you're definitely spending the hundreds.
Exactly.
So that's why. Even if they're simply just taking that to go and bin it for you, they know if you're taking in 20 quid of vouchers, you're not just spending that £20.
No. Yeah. IKEA is the same as B&M in that sense. You can't go in and just buy one thing. You'll buy everything.
It's not ghetto mass this time, it's Swedish mass.
Do you know one of my favourite shops in the house? So Swedish, hello there. The way that you said
like
that.
You could be Swedish.
Of course you could. Look at the hair and the eyes.
And you're wearing the IKEA colours almost.
I am.
Do you work there?
I do.
See, this is Lauren in soft summer. I think it's soft summer or soft spring.
Are you talking about colour analysis?
Oh, I meant to do that actually.
I'm going to actually get the colour analysis next Tuesday.
Where are you going?
Giffnock. Anyway, I'm going down to Giffnock to right. this place. And then have you ever seen it before? They like pull your hair back off your face. They wrap you in like different colours. They cover your hair and then they see what colours look good against your skin.
Yeah.
And then tell you what colours you should be wearing and what makeup and all that as well. So they'll tell you like, you need to go for this kind of tone, avoid this and whatever it is, it's meant to make you look
But better. You were already embracing the app one because I noticed that you had that raspberry jumper on a fair few times after that app told you that was your...
twice.
Ailey, no, I think you look good, right? But it's not you.
No, but what I would like to
it's
do...
It's not you.
She's not going to wear the... If this lassie isn't telling you that you are not autumn...
I'm not autumn, though. I'm definitely not autumn. And I feel like since I've tuned into it now, I can pure notice it.
You're not deep autumn?
Nope. I'm not.
If anyone who doesn't know this, because we're being wankery with this, deep autumn is... Tell the colours.
Well, it's more like greens, orangey kind of colours. Like, I wouldn't probably wear orange, but...
It's like rust.
Yeah. It's so interesting. See, when you start watching all the videos of it and you see people's before and afters, you're like, oh my God, yeah, actually pure does make a difference. Even things like your makeup, like what colours to wear for makeup.
So what colour are you saying that you're saying you're not those colours? That's the colours you wear?
Yeah, I don't think I am. Okay. We'll find out.
I'm going to laugh if you are like, I'm just going to be like, so your colour palette is neon.
Imagine that. And I just come in a tutu next week, like,
oh, just doing some jewels.
Like my funny boots.
But no, I find it dead interesting. So I'm
what
going...
colour would you say I am?
Beige.
Yeah, I would say so. I'm so
yeah,
beige.
Well, everyone has a neutral, but you also have like colour palette.
Cool
but
neutral or warm neutral.
I think you suit
pastels.
Pastel colours.
Pastels. Pastels. Calls them. Pastel.
I would think, which is like a summer, I think, but I don't really understand it, to be honest. So
yeah, I think you'd be like baby colours, baby pink, baby blue. All the kind of like lemon. I think you'd
lemon.
Be,
I actually
you'd
love
be
a lemon.
You would be a lemon.
Maybe
not yellow.
See how you got on.
Mm-hmm. And then you could do it after. Yeah. That'd be very. Oh, I love when we get a message in that's got a really peculiar subject. We just had one in there for confession sessions called the tampon biker bam incident.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
That's brilliant.
If you're not on confession sessions and you want to hear these, by the way, go and head over. There's a wee link in the description and we've got loads of confessions waiting for this week. I have rejoined the gym.
Good for you.
Yeah. And do you know what else, right? I've always said that I feel like I could be I've always felt like there's a runner vibe, right? If something's in there. I've never ran in my life, right? But I feel like I'm destined to be a runner as an exerciser. Right,
Your massive jugs would tell me otherwise.
I know,
go on.
Yeah. But I just feel like I could run anyway. Yesterday, really? Me and Marcus raced back from nursery. Right, we ran, and I was like, I actually kind of like this. I feel like I'm doing not bad. And I got this is like a
chill live trying to fucking.
This is like
I'm not being funny. I could spit on your nursery.
This is like a 3-minute run, right? And I was like, I think I'm actually doing not bad. So I've downloaded Couch to 5K, and I'm going to give it a go.
Ailey.
What did it say? Welcome back again.
Hi.
Here she is.
Last time you lasted about, I literally done one run last time, but only because I sprinted, didn't realise you were supposed to take it easy. I just ran like
who
I'm
did you have
running
in your
for
ear?
My life.
Who did you have in your ear?
The same one that I picked this time, the one with the nice, is it Sarah something?
Sarah Milliken.
Sarah Milliken, yeah. She's quite comforting, non-judgmental.
Yeah.
Do the zombie one.
No, Sarah Milliken also does that. Milligan or Milliken? Whatever, it sounds the same when I'm saying it.
Is she the one with the really cool accent?
She's the comedian.
Yes.
And with the glasses. She also says things in it, if I remember, if my memory serves me well, it was something along the lines of, you're doing better than I would have done.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not an accent, right? But something like that. She basically says like, oh, I couldn't be arsed.
But,
like
but do you not think that like everyone's
she's
got their Geordie. Own?
Well, no, she's not.
No,
I think she is.
She's got a really like calm kind of... accent. I feel like
she might be a Geordie, by the way. In my head, she's also got the same voice as Rosie Ramsey.
Yeah, but do you not think that everyone's got their own, for every single person, there's a way that you can speak to them to motivate them, right? Mm-hmm. So for her, for me, it's like the non-judgmental, not too pushy.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
See if she was like, you're going to need to do this, but I would instantly, my brain's going to go, nah.
Can't be fucked.
Nah,
to be honest,
don't
thanks.
Fucking tell me what to do. I'm not doing it.
Same. I could never see all these like command fit, yep. You know, warrior fitness. Like, I think I literally mentioned two gyms that are actually from Glasgow, by the way, when I've done that. But see all these like really like CrossFit.
Yeah.
I would love to do some of these things, but I can't imagine somebody going like, fucking do this.
Yeah.
Let's go. Carry on, team. I'd be like that. I'm a grown up. Shut the fuck up.
Don't speak to me like that. Who are you
talking to? That's well, so rude.
High rocks are not coming up. Yeah. Really soon, where they just absolutely tank going through all these different things.
But some people just like
that. Pairs. You need to do it in pairs, high rocks.
Do you know what? I'm going to say it right now. Do you know what my worry would be about doing that? Getting a sweaty arse crack.
No, that's my least of my worries.
But my worry would be not being able to fucking breathe.
Same. See, for me, I just said this to Fra. I was like, see, when I'm at the gym, it's actually got nothing to do with sore muscles for me, ever. It's breathing. It's horrible.
Same.
It's the breathing. Yeah. I actually hate it. It makes me start to panic.
I'm exact same. That's why I hate any cardio stuff. And I hate when they're like my sister said to me when I said about the running thing, she's like, we can go a run. Like, me and you can do it. I'm like, I can't run with somebody. Because the minute I'm running with someone, I feel like I'm not in control. I can't run at the same time.
There's the expectation to speak as well. I can't possibly speak. How? Also, see, even at the gym in general, I would definitely have a shit workout if I'm talking to people. Yep. Like, my mum's a wee gym gabber. She loves a wee, because she's fit and she can, right? Yeah. So see, when I just so happened to go to a class that then she was at as well one day, and she's like, oh my God, didn't even know you were coming here. And she was like chatting away and whatever, and I was trying to also chat, right? But I can't do it.
Yeah.
And like, it looks like I'm so rude, right? But I just can't do it. And I honestly think, see, if I was to be Gabby through gym classes, I would put in at least 50% less effort.
Yeah. Andy even said to me last night, he was like, oh, we could actually get the kids watch and me and you could go a run. And I was like, no, I need to run alone. And he was like, are you Phoebe? Do you have a dodgy run or something? I feel like I am. Yeah. I have to go myself. And there's nobody to push me apart from myself. See, and Sarah Milliken.
Sarah's also with me. Do you know as well, right? So when you go out a drive or you're just going somewhere in general and you'll go down a long straight of a road and there will be someone running. See, when we say like on holiday, like, oh, no one's judging anyone by the pool. We're also worried about ourselves. See, when you're running in an open space, you're 100% being judged.
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry to tell you, you are. I think I may have said the opposite of this before. It's incorrect. You're definitely being judged. 100%. Somebody's either giving it fair play. That's some pace they're doing, right? That's usually a Fraser comment. My God, fair play. That's some pace. Look at the pace of them, right? A wee one
spur
up.
Them on.
You're doing really well, right? Or you were thinking, ah, you're struggling, aren't you?
Yeah. Or you get the pity one. Oh, good on them. Good on them. Well done.
Good for them.
That's going to be your first couple of days.
Good, but you know what?
Maybe it's going to be, why is she running so fast? Is somebody chasing her?
Or should we call an ambulance because she looks like she can't breathe?
Also, I think the main factors of that are what you wear when you run, mm-hmm. right? Because some people do wear the really, I know you wear it for like safety or whatever, but if you're wearing something quite flamboyant, more people are going to look. Uh-huh. I'm planning on being head to toe in black with a black hat on so people don't see my big red puffed out face. And I'm going out only in the dark.
basically, you're a robber.
Do you know what though? I do have that thing when I see, especially, sorry to say, I'm going to be sexist. See, when I see guys running, right? Uh-huh. Or anyone who just looks like they may be a guy because they're wearing an Ailey's outfit, right? Uh-huh. I honestly go, are they running for fitness or are they running from the law? Like, I do have that thing where I go, am I witnessing someone who's done something wrong and they're fleeing the scene of the accident?
Mm-hmm. Or, you can always tell by their trainers though, I think.
I don't know, these criminals sometimes wear the good get ups. You never know.
But you can always, are you going to get yourself a wee vest?
A vest like what?
Like that one that people put on, is it like a heart monitor or something? Like, I feel like unless you've got one of them, you look like an amateur runner.
Oh my God, I'll need to get one of them then.
Yeah.
I think bare minimum, you need some kind of like, and it does look wankery, the harness thing for putting your phone in is a bare minimum.
Actually, as well, do you know what would be good for? It would strap down your tits.
It really would strap them down. Okay. I think you'll need to bind them.
Yeah.
I have a size 8 bra, right? And I'm not a size 8. My boobs certainly do not fit into a size 8. And that does the job.
What do you mean it's a size 8 bra?
It's a size 8 USA Sports Pro
bra.
Sports bra from Sports Direct.
Is it and extra long? Because how are you fitting them in?
No, it just pushes them right up.
Oh, great.
It almost inverts them. Like, they're so squashed in it that they cannot move.
Suddenly, Ailey's got 3 belly buttons.
But what size are you? I'm an innie.
See, for some reason, like, I find it really hard to shop for sports bras. That is the only bra that I can wear that I feel like there is no bounce whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable though. I get home and I'm like, oh, thank
God. Especially when you've had them under your armpits, they must be chafing.
Yeah, it's not great, but that's what you need to. This is why some girls love running though. If they don't have boobs, it's so much easier to
100%.
Run.
You've literally got like less weight. Another thing with that, push-ups. See, trying to push up when you've got a big massive chest, you've got weight-assisted push-ups.
Oh my God, so it is.
It's extra weight.
I'm so sorry for us. That's going to be my next reason as to why I don't go to the gym.
I know, stop giving us excuses. I can't do it.
I can't, my boobies are too big.
There needs to be changes made for us though. Better bras. I wish they're not like 45 quid a time.
Guys, so. You know what? I need better pants. Where are we buying our pants from these days?
I've been looking for new pants.
I need to actually, do you know what? I'm going to send you a wee pant pick later on, a wee fan pick, right? You can say it's for both of you. I'm not putting your names on it. So basically my pants, if I wear them, quite literally when I put them on, I can just stand still and do a side to side wee tiny shake and they fall off.
Oh, right. You just need smaller pants.
I need smaller pants. I need new ones. But I was kind of like, you know the Primark pants, it's like the sort of lace at the sides?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The kind of like non-VPL ones.
Yeah.
I was those pants forevermore, right? Uh-huh. But they don't wash well.
No, they don't. And I don't think they make them anymore.
They do.
Guys, they're cheap shape.
They're cheap shape.
We need good pants.
So wait, can I ask, where are we buying pants from? I don't want actual granny pants, but I do want something that's not going to cut into me. I hate thick and like really dense elastic that then gives you the kind of like overhang. Fuck having the muffin top.
I bought ones out of Primark recently. Not recently, actually. It was a wee while ago. But they're basically like leggings material. You know that kind of like Skims material?
Yeah.
And they are seamless and they're thongs and they feel like proper pants.
Are they like a Brazilian?
They're still a thong, but they're thicker at the top.
Yeah, I've got them.
And they're pretty good.
But they also fall off.
No, you just need to size down.
Do you tumble dryers?
Uh-huh.
You're probably killing all the elastic in them, but
there's no elastic.
I like the H&M ones.
Everyone's seen H&M ones. What ones?
They're like grey. They also come in nude and black as well, and they say like more love on them or something. And they're like a Brazilian. I love a Brazilian pant.
Me too. Comfy.
I think you feel a wee bit covered. / a wee bit sexy.
Oh yeah,
what's
sure.
A Brazilian pant? Is that like thong? Like
up
a thong,
the butt.
A larger thong.
Up but the bum, at the top. Bit of pants.
Covers your butt cheek a little bit.
Yeah, but you don't get a VPL.
But you don't get a VPL, no. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
So basically when you brush your teeth and your bum sticks out, you're like, fucking I'd smash that, no?
When you brush your teeth. That was so specific.
Why would your bum stick out when you brush your teeth?
What do you use very bad?
What? Why would your bum stick out? Are you wearing nighties?
I just wear a big t-shirt.
Oh, okay, sure. Sure. And sure. I take it when the bum sticks out, it's when you're spitting the toothpaste out?
Yes.
Okay.
That's so specific, so niche.
See, when you brush your teeth and your bum sticks out, every day, twice a day, actually.
I wear jammies to beds. Am I the only one?
I know. I specifically have pyjamas that are like no entry pyjamas.
Oh, yeah, same.
So, like, have you seen the reels? And it's like when you can gauge if she's up for it by what she wears to bed.
Yeah.
So I have like pyjamas where basically literally...
It's a straight jacket.
Chastity belt jammies.
To be fair as well, the ceiling deal is the fact that mother-in-law also bought them as well. And they're big fluffy ones.
Yeah.
So that's just that straight to bed. I actually don't even want to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm too warm. Don't come near me. I'm wearing fluffy jammies.
You know, there's different stages.
Yeah,
do you know what
true.
You guys need to get, right? What? And this is like my secret weapon today.
She needs to fucking see if she whips something out here that's pure interesting and fun. What are you going to say?
Ailey, I'm embarrassed for you.
No, show me that again.
This wee thing.
Ailey's
right?
Flashing us.
It's not wee. Wait a minute. Let me take a picture
Ailey,
of this.
Put your jumper back down again.
Right, okay, right.
And do a video, Lauren. Bottle. I'll do it from here, Lauren. I'll do it from here. I've got a good angle. Right, Ailey, go and show us then.
It's so comfortable. Let me just do a wee demo, right? I think it's running out. Oh. You put this on.
Do you charge it?
Yeah.
With a USB?
You charge it with a USB. It's like a little belt, guys, right? I just realised you probably don't know what I'm talking about.
Wait.
It's a little heated pad.
Did it only come in that colour?
Yes, this was off TikTok shop.
For girls.
I just thought you wanted one to be girly and cute.
No, and it's boiling hot. Like, you need to put it over, like, two layers of clothes.
Right.
Because it gets so hot. It's for cramp, but you can actually just use it because it's nice and warm and really comforting. And you can also spin it round and put it on your back. It's amazing.
Do you know what that would be good for? Although I feel like that would be good for labour.
It would be.
Honestly,
I get pure bad cramp. And see when that sits on it, it takes your mind off it.
Yeah.
It burns your skin a wee bit, but it's really good.
Like a TENS machine.
Absolutely love that.
But it's like that kind of shape and all that.
Uh-huh.
I never tried the TENS machine. Never tried that. No. I don't know how it works. I don't really understand it.
I didn't try it for labour, but I used to have one of those ab ones that would like, I mean, obviously, it didn't work.
Oh my God, I had one of them. It was called a Slender Tone.
Well, do you know what? I actually went into this place recently to try that. So I went into this place to try to do like a trial of their machine that basically is that, but it's like the updated version.
So it's basically like a big belt. It's like a wrestling belt, but it's got like gel pads that stick to your stomach and it contracts your muscles.
And it, like, see the feeling it gives you is the way that it felt for me was that my organs were like blown up.
Oh my God.
That's what it was so tight. I was like, oh my God, I cannot handle this. It makes your full body. Do you know what it felt like? It felt like I was being tasered.
Oh God.
Because see, it would go like this, like this, and all your muscles would tighten up and then your legs would tighten up.
I'd have a heart attack.
And then see, as soon as it stopped, you would feel your whole body relax. It just made me feel so uncomfortable. I was like, I would not be able to do this. You're supposed to do it twice a week. The results are meant to be amazing.
For how long?
For a month. Twice a week for a month.
What's the session?
For like half an hour.
Oh, half an hour. The sweat would be lashing off you. You know that?
Yeah.
Just from the anxiety of going through that.
Yeah. Apparently, I think maybe my pain threshold with it was different.
Do you know what else we could see for half an hour twice a month? See if you went to like an ab class, you would also see a difference.
Abs is the main thing that you see a really big difference quickly with as well, isn't it? Like Pilates specifically.
But it's the bit I feel like they focus on the least. See, all your fitness classes, it's all like cardio, it's like cycling, whatever. Even like the legs, bums, tums classes, there's never just a specific, we're doing a core class today.
Legs, bums and tums.
It really should be, and see, to be honest, especially us, to say it, after kids and getting to like older, we really need to focus on the old abs because they say that as you get older, people don't get injured when they're older because they're frail because they're just old. It's usually because they've not got the same muscle tone and like that. Like I'm not talking about old pensioners. I'm talking about like older people, by the way. They say that a lot of the time. See, if you've not kept fit, then that's a lot of the reason why you'll end up having accidents and all that, not being able to like up and down and like kneeling down with your grandkids and all that is because you're not fit.
Yeah. Do you know, I think about the other day, right? I always run up, like, do you just run up the stairs?
Yep.
Right. When do you ever stop that? And surely if you don't ever stop that, then you'll still be doing that at 90. Like, see, if you never go, right, I'm going to stop that, you just make sure that you always run up the stairs. When are you ever going to stop that?
Maybe when your knees start going and
why
all
do
that?
You run up the stairs?
Save time.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Do you not run up?
No, it's funny. This is very weird what you're saying on that subject. Ella today came into my room when I was getting ready and she went, do you know how like they say kids are really, really fit? I was like, she went, do you know why that is? Because see, when we run up the stairs, we run up on all fours. And I went, what do you mean? She went, we run up on hands and feet. I went, why is that? She went, because we go so fast, it makes us lean forward. And that's why we're really fit, because we move our full body going up the stairs.
She's right.
I mean, I didn't think that anyone said that apart from like, quote unquote, Ella Reid this morning, 8:45.
That's very weird. Because my thought of this was literally the first thing this morning as well.
Oh, maybe you just have an affinity.
Maybe we just had like a wee moment of, we need. Maybe this is a sign. Spread the word. Everyone start running up the stairs on all fours.
Lauren, what have you been watching this week? What's been on Netflix? What's been on the telly?
So I've fired through Godfather of Harlem. Absolutely brilliant. 3 series are available on Prime.
Did you watch 3 series of it?
Of course I fucking did.
Jesus, right. Okay.
4th series is currently being filmed. It's great. It's all Malcolm X. It's all about like the 1950s kind of in Harlem. Brilliant. Honestly, watch it.
Gang stuff.
Gang, race, religion, drugs.
Do they talk about the CIA?
The CIA are in it for a tiny little part.
For me, can't deal with the CIA.
You should watch it.
It's not from their point of view, though. No. I think it's from the point of view of the wrongdoers rather than the police side.
You know, there's always that. Is it wrongdoing? Is it right doing? You know, are people thrust into these situations? The Italians are in it. You know, it's worth a watch.
Right.
Johnny, it's worth a watch. Tell me that's not what she was there.
Stella.
It's worth a watch.
Stella. I'm trying to get
Kim Kardashian.
I love that.
I'm trying to get a role in it. But yeah, some very hot actress in that. Watched Saltburn, by the way. Absolutely shite. Was not shocked by the bath
scene at all. What happened, though? What happened?
Basically, he wanks himself off in the bath and then he lets the bath run out and then the other guy goes in and starts like licking the bathtub. What? Like, and what?
Surely if he's wanked in the bath and then he's let the bath water out, there is no cum to be had.
It would be extremely diluted. So, you know, and he licks the plug hole a little bit. I'm like,
well, that's just disgusting anyway.
Yeah, but so's putting a wobby in your mouth, Ailey. I don't fucking hear you complaining.
I'm thinking more about mould.
No.
Black mould on it.
No, mould and mildew. I'm thinking about mould and mildew.
When was the last time someone flashed the bath?
Oh no, it looked very clean.
maybe just a second beforehand he splashed it.
He spunked in it anyway.
The poor bath gets flashed every single time somebody uses it.
Exactly. But yeah, I thought Saltburn was absolutely shite.
And so can I ask what the actual plot of the whole thing was? Did somebody get like eaten out on their period or something like that?
Yes.
Okay, great. So that was also a bit, like, I don't know, a bit wrong.
I wasn't sure.
Do you not think sometimes, right, it's just like a director has an idea for a movie, but it's not really about the movie. It's about that he's got loads of wee sick things that he wants to make people do.
Yeah.
Like, I've actually seen somebody, I can't remember what it was specifically, right? But there was a guy who wrote, this is somebody, it could be like Quentin Tarantino or something like that, right? Yes. Who had... Oh no, I feel bad saying this if it's not him, right? Sorry if you're listening.
It was basically a famous screenwriter.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who had like fantasies about certain things. Uh-huh. So he would write that into the story and then he was literally playing the story. He was in it in the movie as well. So he basically wrote out all his fantasies and then cast himself as the actor.
We're just acting though.
We're just acting.
It's just acting. It's just artistic flair.
Uh-huh.
Artistic license.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's now seeing how far you can push it.
It is actually crazy to think that they've sat in a room and went, I've got this idea, right? And especially things that involve...
You'd be so embarrassed to say it out loud.
Point is, like you're saying, it is weird to sit in a room and go, well, we'll get him to lick that plug hole out.
He was... obviously, that's a spoiler alert, by the way, if you've not watched it.
It's been on for ages, you've had
chance. I really wouldn't recommend. The best guy in it, by the way, was the Spice Girls manager. He was brilliant.
Oh, really?
He was really funny. Whenever he was on, he was great. And so was the mum, actually. But basically, he conducts this plan because he wants to own Saltburn. So he, like, kills people off and, like, he's mental and he plays mind games with everybody and whatever. Jumps into bed with a gay cousin, wanks him off.
Why is he wanking everyone?
See,
somebody stop him.
He was obviously just horny for everyone because he went with the sister, he went with the cousin, but he wanted the... Well, it actually turned out
his own sister?
No, the boy that he was supposedly in love with.
All right, okay.
Do you know what? It was 2 hours of my life that I'll never get back. Main guy, very, very attractive. Think I watched it in the hope that something better was going to come.
All right.
But end scene's good. He danced around with his bobby out to Murder on the Dance Floor.
His actual bobby?
Actual bobby. Actual Willie. Flops about the place.
Imagine that's your husband and you're like, oh, darling, can we go and see your movie premiere? Of course. And then that's what you see.
Oh, no.
I know, but he wasn't like... You know how some guys that get naked on screen, right? And they literally are, like, introverted.
Right.
Inverted.
He's not introverted. He's got his
phobia. No,
well, it has flopped. So I feel like he must have been proud of it. So, yeah. You know...
Are we really clapping the bobby out?
Well, like, why not? We fucking talk about free the nip so they can get their bobbies out.
I don't free the flap. I feel it free the flap and free the bobby are on the same peg. I don't see anyone flying that flag.
It's in a movie. It's artistic flair. The movie was shite. You know, we ended on a good song.
Did you just turn to each other and go, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, we were like, this is pure shite. Even when it got to the bathtub scene, because obviously we'd heard about it and I was like, is that fucking it?
Oh, it's very weird. We were watching something, right? And there was this scene where, like, two people were kissing, right? Two adults. Yep. Two consenting adults doing adult things were kissing, right? And then it made it like a bit of a sex scene, like a steamy scene. You don't actually see it all happening, but you see the full, like, you see the full start of what's happening. You see the foreplay, right?
Mm-hmm. You see the build-up.
And I was watching it going, I know we watch this as a series or, like, you watch it for entertainment, right? But that's somebody's wife. And that's somebody's husband. And see them coming home at night going, oh, such a hard day at work. It didn't mean anything. It fucking looked like it did.
They don't have sex. They've got underwear on.
No, I know they don't, but so the kissing. Close. The kissing is real.
And they're on top of each other kissing.
No.
Like,
and they're rubbing bodies. There's no way.
Brad and Angelina. Sometimes they don't.
They don't. They
sometimes don't disassociate. It's like a wee taster, and then they go back to their fitting rooms after and try it out.
Yep. I think that must be a very weird setup to have a husband or a wife or whatever, and you are their spouse, and you have to go and see them getting on with somebody else.
But that's their job.
I know it's their job, but you kind of fake a snob.
There's definitely like a higher rate of affairs. The guys that in certain jobs.
The guys definitely getting a hard on.
Girls who are getting off with guys in their jobs, I think it's more likely they're going to be cheating.
No, I'm going to agree to disagree, and it's just because
I don't think they're cheating. I'm not saying that, right? But how is that kiss any different from another kiss? It's just that a kiss is a kiss.
And do you know what it's like? It's like the dancing on ice curse. They're dancing.
Yeah.
They're being like a wee bit. They remove all barriers between them, and then they end up getting on. It's happened so many times. Like what? Yeah. 4 or 5 times or something. They just split up with their boyfriend and get with the dancer.
Is 4 or 5 times that much though? Over how many people are in one series compared to how long the series has been running?
That's true.
If Andy gets asked to go on it, he's not allowed. Imagine that. Andy would be so up for that as well.
Dancing on ice?
No, maybe not dancing on ice. Dancing, what's the other one called? Strictly Come Dancing. It's Strictly Come Dancing that's the one that they all cheat.
I mean, I love Andy a bitch. You know I'm a big fan. I'm feeling like he's out in week one.
I think he would do really well for that reason though. I think he would do really well on it because he's a good character.
My husband's so great.
I think he would do well. He needs something like that. See, once everyone's married, what's he going to do?
He needs something.
Where's he going to get all the dancing energy out?
Well, I don't think he's going to get it on Strictly.
No. Talking of which, right, I know we keep like alluding to little wedding type things. I actually went to comment on something on TikTok, a video that I'd seen, and you had already commented on it. I went to tag you or at least forward it on to you, but I seen you, Ailey, had commented on it already. Ava Black.
Oh my God.
She's a girl from Glasgow. She's absolutely, we spoke about her before in the podcast. So beautiful, right?
Makes me want to shave my head.
Oh, she's got a shaved head, but blonde. Like mm-hmm. She's bleached it blonde. She's absolutely beautiful. So stunning. Amazing figure, fashion sense, all of that.
10
right?
out of 10.
10 out of 10 and comes across amazing, right? She did a video the other day on her TikTok talking about how she's getting married this June. And these are the things that she's doing for her wedding or the things that she's not doing. Mm-hmm. And the things that she said that she was doing or not doing, I was thinking, this is very Ailey. Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was watching it like, yes, I girl. Love that.
So I went to tag you on it, but you'd already commented. And she basically said that she's getting married abroad. Mm-hmm. She's not doing bridesmaids because, like, there's hardly any people going to her wedding. So it's weird that the girls that are going would then be bridesmaids. Yeah, what's the point? Because it doesn't make sense. She is doing, like, a kind of like maid of honor type thing, someone that will kind of help her on the day or whatever, get ready and stuff, who's her actual best pal. She's not inviting plus ones.
Yep.
Regardless, like, she's just not doing that. She's like, unless I'm close to their other half, there's no need for them to be there. I don't want to be meeting people for the first time at my wedding.
Yep, that's
it's
true.
Very
she did
weird.
Say her wedding's only, what, 15 people or something like 14 people? So mostly, it's tiny.
Yeah, mostly pals and then family members are going to be there. She said she's not doing plus one. She's not doing kids. She's like, to be fair, we don't even really have small kids, but even if they did, I wouldn't be having kids at my wedding.
Yeah.
It's abroad. So the plus one thing, like, why would you ever spend money to go to somebody's wedding that you don't really know anyway?
Yeah.
Like, it is weird. And then what was the other thing she said? She's not doing flowers.
Yeah, no bouquet.
No bouquet.
See, that was the only one that I was like, I liked having flowers purely for the awkward hands.
Yeah.
She thought that she would feel awkward carrying it because she wouldn't be used to
it. Yeah, but she's going to have on, like, some cool rings or something like that.
And she's a super tactile person, so I feel like she'll be all over her man.
Yeah.
So having something in her hands, I can't imagine, they're both quite touchy-feely with each other, which is actually very sweet. That's just their, like, way with each other. I can't imagine her having a bouquet come in the way of her being all over her guy.
Yeah, it depends what she's doing as well, because if she's walking, if they've got an aisle or whatever they're doing, if she's walking with him or walking with somebody, it's less kind of awkward.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what she wears, because I feel like she'll go for something completely different.
Yeah.
Do we think white?
I think she'll probably go white, yeah, but I think her dress will be totally like something different from what we'd imagine. Mm-hmm. And probably has had it made, I have a feeling.
But I'm interested to know, people, I would be annoyed at that if your other half got an invite to a wedding and you didn't get an invite, if it was abroad. Are you going to be annoyed at that because they're essentially going a wee holiday without you?
No, because you need to step back then and go, okay, there's only 14 people going.
Yep.
Nobody else is plus ones going.
Yep.
I have got the house to myself for that full weekend.
Enjoy
I'm going to get the kids to fuck and I'm going to enjoy. Mm-hmm. You want a holiday? That's fine. You go enjoy the wedding. I too shall enjoy myself.
Andy went to a wedding a couple of years ago. obviously, like Andy goes to at least 12 a year.
What a month.
We actually made a holiday of it, right? So it was in Portugal, his pal was getting married, but it was super small, just the guys, no plus ones or whatever that were going. And I was like, well, why don't we come out for, like, we went out for like 5 days before.
Yeah.
So we had a family holiday and then I just flew home with the boys and Andy stayed out for like another 3 days and it was perfect.
Did you fly home yourself?
No, with my mum and Kirsty that were there as well.
But yeah, see, like that, I was going to say, see, if you were invited to an abroad, like for example, her wedding's in Italy. If you were invited to a wedding abroad, right, like your partner's invited and like vice versa, each of you were just going on your own, right? You could do that thing of like, right, well, why don't we just go together? You can go to the wedding for that day, do the wee like kind of pre-wedding stuff, all that. I'll just have a day by the pool at my hotel or wherever we're going to stay. And then we'll meet. No one's saying you can't do that. I think that's a totally fine setup. Why would you go to somebody's wedding that you don't really know?
No, I would say that is the absolute best option ever.
Yeah, but I've went to weddings that I don't know the people.
There's nothing worse than going to a wedding if you don't know the person or you don't want, or you're just a plus one and you're not really involved in it.
Yeah.
That's the perfect setup.
Anyway. And also, I think there's also this thing as well of like that. You don't want to go to your wedding and then get introduced to somebody for the first time ever.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. It's your most special day ever and you've got randoms there.
Well, at least you two are married. Anyway, let's go.
I think the wedding thing's changing, guys. I honestly do. I think it's changing. I think people are doing things differently. And I actually think as time progresses, I think this next generation that are moving up are going to be so less arsed about getting engaged and all that.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I honestly think there's going to be a change in the times.
I couldn't give a fuck about the missus part. I would just quite like to be able to phone up and say, hi, my name is Lauren and I'm Nora's, Jack's, Willis's.
Just change your name.
Mum, I don't want to fucking change my name without actually having the wedding.
It's so easy to do the deed poll thing and you could make it a bit fancy. You could do a Phoebe.
what would you choose? See, if you were to rename yourself, what would you choose?
I actually quite like my name. I would maybe just spell it like, I'd maybe make it Ellie so it's easier to spell. But I actually don't really have a problem with that.
Ellie
now.
Just feels like I'm saying your name wrong, though.
Ellie.
What would you change your name to?
Do you know what? I feel like I'm too old now to change my name.
Lauren Fairbairn.
I feel like you'd suit being a Chloe, I have to say.
Oh, you would suit a Chloe.
Doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She suits a Chloe. You suit an Emma.
Really?
Yeah, okay. You're an Emma.
What would you be?
Yeah, I quite like names like Gabriella.
Mm-hmm.
I like names like, I like the basically the names with Hela in it, if I'm being honest.
See, I like a man's name for a girl.
Stevie.
Like, I love James for a girl.
James is cool, but I like Stevie. I think Stevie's cool.
Well, Stevie was fucking one of our names for Willis. And they
was
were
it?
Like, yeah.
Oh my God.
And they were like, we can't name her that because then it would be after her papa, which then kind of defeats the purpose of it being a girl's name.
Yeah. But you can spell it differently. Think about it. Ella was named after her gran.
How do you spell Stevie?
Yeah.
How do you spell Stevie for a girl? Is it a different way of spelling it?
You can spell it, but you can do the S-T-E-V-I.
Yeah.
I know, I like the IE. I just like male names for girls. That's like Willis.
Yeah. I don't know any Willises, which is so weird because there was another name I heard recently and I was like, oh, that's basically just Willis with a different name at the beginning. What was it I was thinking?
Ellis.
No.
Phyllis.
It was, because I was saying to her, hi, Phyllis Wearbairn. And like doing the whole like mixing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's going, that's not my name. I was going, yeah, and there's Riley Cheats. And I was doing that whole, and she was just thinking it was quite funny, to be honest.
But I found a wee list on my phone of like all the names that we had thought of. And like fucking Doris was one of them for Willis.
Yeah, like Doris, that's cool.
And Dot, obviously that's her middle name now as well. I just like a wee old fashioned name.
Yeah, same.
Old fashioned male name.
I like Georgie and actually like the name George.
Mm-hmm.
But Georgia Steele's ruining it for me now.
I know. So you'd
fucking Georgia.
Kicking yourself now. I still like, if I ever had a girl, which I won't. Summer. I still love the name Summer.
Yeah.
And at the time, I remember being like, oh, Summer Wells sounds too much like a housing estate, like a new build housing estate. But actually, the more I think about it, I'm like, Summer Wells is actually quite
it's
nice.
It's cute.
Uh-huh.
My God, Emily just texted me, my friend Emily, Norris, and just said, hey, hun, did you just realise that Ella and Caleb have created a friendship group called Friends Overheard?
I love that. That is the best thing ever. Do you think they start so everyone like, hi. This is Friends Overheard.
Hilarious. Right, we're going to go and have a chat. So we've got some of your DMs, dilemmas and all your stories to read out on Confession Sessions. You know how to do it by now. Click the link, go and sign over there. You actually do get a 7-day free trial, by the way, if you want to see if it's for you.
Five-day free trial.
Oh, sorry. T's and C's. T's and C's. So you can go and have a wee trial and even listen to this week's and see what you think. So,
and you
always
get
worthwhile.
All the previous weeks as well. They're all built up.
You could have a wee binge, get a wee cleaning spree on and go and listen to the previous Confession Sessions. You can just search for Confession Sessions and there'll be a link for you to go and click, and you can go and sign over and get all the other episodes unlocked. So if you fancy it, we'll see you over there in 2 ticks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.